Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Where's going to win the Grand Slam?
Do you reckon?
Who knows?
You reckon? Be honest. Do you think they will?
Do you want me to be frank?
Can I be beggy?
Oh, I don't think they will. I think France will. But
yeah,
who knows? Who knows?
You just need... Big Mo Howe has to chin someone again, don't you?
Thing is, we can't talk about this too much, mate. You've got to go into the ITV, STV, Six Nations, Guinness Six Nations podcast, I might add, to listen
to
it.
Yeah, our hands are tied, aren't they, boy? Our hands are tied, boy. You know, we've got to...
Copenhagen. Over there. Copenhagen. That's my safe word.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Salami. I had some salami yesterday. Oh, my goodness me, boy. Blew me away. I didn't know what to do.
What, homemade?
Around the kitchen, made by this is not a plug. There's no endorsement
slash
here. Dutchy charcuterie. There isn't. Just bought it online. And I walk around the kitchen, my hands on my head, boy. I was like Alfie when he scored a try. I was like, I don't get it. I don't get how it tastes this good. Lost my head.
Were you was your missus like Liam Williams and he scores a try? Just chill out.
She's like, oh, you're so cute the way you love food. And then I got obsessed, obsessed by sausages. And then I went, literally got to the point where I text a guy I know from a company called, again, this is not an endorsement, I paid my actual money for this, a company called Sausage, S-O-S-I-J, and I just drove down there.
Mate? Burgers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I just went to get some of his sausages now, and I've ended up coming back with six bags of them. I've got cheddar
like
and jalapeno.
Special sausages like a League of Gentlemen, you know, where...
Exactly like that.
Your nose starts bleeding.
Exactly like that. Mm. Yep.
Oh, I might have to try this.
I'm all over it. I've got like honey and chipotle pork and all sorts of stuff. I'm all over it, but I'm trying to keep the weight off, but it's difficult. I defrosted a really nice sirloin on the bone like overnight, then remembered it's pancake. It's Shrove Tuesday. Happy Shrove Tuesday. So that's got to go back in the fridge for tomorrow. Mm. But I'm going to try and incorporate some of these sausages into pancakes.
Do you eat sausages like, so you put one in your mouth and you just use your finger to push it all the way in?
Set me jaws like a wood chipper.
I can imagine your kids feeding you sausages like a crocodile. And if you really like them, you do a roll.
Flap me tail around. Snap me jaws shut.
What training have you been doing?
I've done a few online booty camps.
Can I ask you some physio advice?
Yeah.
I'm good on pulled muscles. I'm good on legs. But I've had a shoulder issue now. Did a good row recently. Mm-hmm. Fine. Didn't feel anything. Went for a drive later in the afternoon just to kill a bit of time. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I came back and my shoulder started to ache. Really ache. And... nothing I felt pull during my row.
Yep.
And it's been like that for a few days now. And it's okay, like if I'm my arms are in, but sort of strange movements hurt it. At one stage, it felt like my shoulder was going to drop off. But I've done a little bit of bench today, and I did sort of 110 kg for 10. You know, just get myself back into it. Didn't want to go too heavy. And it's okay. But still, like, you know, if you're rustling around on the duvet and you try sort of pushing the duvet off, that outward motion with your palm facing in, that really hurts still.
Welcome to my world. It's my whole life, mate.
Okay.
Put the seatbelt on in the car. Agony every time. Thing is, what you got to do is, and this is high-end physio advice, you've got to get some anti-inflammatories and bang them in.
Yeah.
It'll be inflammation, impingement. Get the inflammation down and it goes away.
Will
bang them in.
8 Nurofen be enough in one go?
Bang them in, fella.
Okay.
Get a couple of big ones and chop them with an espresso. Done.
I did a nice little assault bike workout today. It's the old 10 on, 50 off, 20 on, 40 off, all the way up to 50. And then you have a minute off, and I did that 5 times. But did it 5 times. It's quite good, actually. Get your heart rate up to, like, nearly 170 today. So
that's good.
For me, it's good, yeah.
For me, that's just sitting on the toilet.
I got... After 8 eggs.
That's just grilling sausages, boy. I was making some food yesterday, and the cleaners were allowed to come, it's legal, said to me...
for you it is.
Do you not get egg bound? I said, what does that mean? You eat so many eggs, do you not get bound up like you can't go to the toilet? I said, nothing, touch wood, nothing binds me up. I'm regular. I could eat nothing but eggs and red meat for the next 10 years and nothing would change in my body. Exactly the same. It loves it. I'm so lucky. Are you doing any pancakes?
Yeah, the kids have had some this morning. I was on a Zoom call and told their mum that daddy said they could have them for breakfast. I didn't, but part of me wants to discipline them, you know, severely. And the other part is, that's just great intuition. Thinking on your feet there. Dad can't answer. He's on a Zoom. So, yeah.
I respect that.
So do I.
I'm upstairs.
Kind of stuff I would do.
I'm upstairs now and I can hear them downstairs. I can hear them in the kitchen. And I heard the bread bin open, which means I know they're attacking the bagels and they're not allowed more than one bagel a day. And they both had bagels for breakfast. I've heard a cupboard slam, which means I think pasta has turned, tortellini has turned into Nutella bagels for lunch.
One answer. Oh, well, one word answer. Bagels, sesame seeds or plain?
I prefer sesame seeds. They prefer plain.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You?
Sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got more imagination than kids, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. The big news this weekend is that I have absolutely schooled Paino in the head-to-head on Match Point.
Yeah.
Winning 38 points to 10. I've hammered him, mate. And we had a big bet on. We had like 3 Arabian ponies and an alpaca.
Yeah.
His call.
No, he said it was just the meat and fur of the alpaca. It wasn't the whole.
Oh.
I mean, I think it's dead. Anyway.
Big shout out to Tom Phillips, who was top of the Flats and Shanks League in round 2. Welshman Stuart Lazel is currently leading overall on the Flats and Shanks League by whisker with 106 points. And he's actually forecasted the winner of all 6 games. So, need a little bit of luck for that, don't you? You know, if you're forecasting Wales to beat Ireland, you don't know Ireland can have a man sent off.
No, of course you don't. He's
guessed it. He's guessed it. You know, it's a bit of fluke, but still. And it's not too late. You can join the league. Download the Match Point app, type in Shanks, and plenty of chances. Plenty of chances to win tickets to see the nation of their choice during next year's Six Nations.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Right, let's check in with how the Guinness Pint Predictor is going on Match Point, Tommy. Congratulations indeed to Thomas Phillips, who topped our league this round, and to Stuart Lazel, who's currently the overall leader, as you said.
Well done, boys. Back the Welsh, no doubt, like me.
Which you also didn't, did you, Shanks?
Well, I didn't in the first game. I did now.
Okay. Anyway, I gather you've got some other big news.
You remember last week when I told you I'd organised a head-to-head? Man versus boy, I call that, against Paino with the guys at Match Point. Yeah.
Yeah, the one where you'd win a signed Wales shirt for our listeners if you won. Yeah.
Well, as I've told you already, I've MC hammered him. It's embarrassing. I learned from my mistakes. of the first game. I backed the Welsh. I got all three results right. I've scored 48 points. Pano scored 10. So I've won the shirt.
All right, well done. What happens now then?
Well, if you go to our Twitter page, you'll see a tweet there with the jersey on display. And just reply with why you think you deserve the prize before Tuesday evening. So that is today. You have to download it quick. This podcast, if it's gone past Tuesday, unlucky.
Fair enough. Right, there you go. Nice and simple. Now, no predictions this week, obviously, Tommy. So I've got a question instead.
Uh-huh, go on.
Who has made the most meters so far? It's an A, B, C. It's a multiple choice, choice of three. A, is it Stuart Hogg, the Hogmeister? Is it James Low Down Dirty Dog Low? Or is it C, A Watt, Anthony Watson? Is it Hogmeister, Low Down Dirty Dog, or Maximum Wattage?
Why do you ask this, David?
Because this Thursday, there's a Six Nations quiz on the Matchpoint app. Mm-hmm. Answer 10 questions and win 4 Guinness beers delivered to your very door, if you've got a door.
That's delicious.
Yeah, let's go on then. What's the answer?
Hog?
Correct. Mm. Correct, boy. 10 out of 10, like that, on Thursday, and you'll be in the beers, our kid. Mm. Just remember to download the free Matchpoint app before Thursday.
Class. Good luck, everyone. And remember, if in doubt, the answer, of course, is Wales. What's on the agenda for the rest of the week, then?
Oh, fella, no, it's half term, no homeschooling. Oh, I'm so happy.
Me no get an agenda.
So I've got... it's called advanced parenting. So I've got my kids on iPads downstairs.
Yep.
And then as soon, I've got another call in a bit, a work call, yeah? Work
yep.
call.
Yep.
And with my people, with my team. And as soon as I start it, the kids, it is so cold here, you can hardly go outside. But they are going outside, and they're going outside on their bikes, and they're not allowed home within 1 hour. But after half an hour, I will go and check on them, because I've seen them before cycle around the corner, get off, and hide.
Have you said to them, is it like, do you write a brief for them, like, go and find daddy some food, forage, go. And they get on their bikes and they go and find whatever they can.
But they come back with all the carcasses I've already left in the bushes.
No, you don't, because you've told me so many times the carcasses are gone.
They're always gone, fella. Mm. They're always gone. Mm. Always gone. What I have learned is don't throw them anywhere on the route where I walk my dog, because then he smells and gets distracted and you can't get him away. Mm. So I'll go off piece now.
Yeah. For me, not much, mate.
What's happening to you? What's happening with you?
Doing Pro 14 on Saturday. Make sure you tune in. All right. Otherwise, all I'll right. tune you in.
Oh.
Who is it? Scarlett's Benetton, Osprey Zebra. Two massive games. That's it, boy. That's it.
That's it. Sold. Yeah. I'll be there, okay?
Well, look. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Enjoy your week. And remember, for Six Nations chat, download the ITV STV Guinness Six Nations podcast.
Good luck, everyone. Eat well, okay? Remember, good bit of red meat. It's got a lot of vitamins in it, okay?
Iron, protein.
A lot.
Blood.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.